Hello, Alexis. This is Grandpa Phil, your mommy's daddy. I wanted to read a book together with you. This book will be called Giraffes Can't Dance. Okay, let's open up the book. The first page there has Giraffes Can't Dance title with three little monkeys. I wonder what their names are. Okay, the next page shows two warthogs. Looks like they're dancing. Okay, we'll turn the page again and we'll start reading now. Gerald was a tall giraffe whose neck was long and slim, but his knees were awfully crooked and his legs were rather thin. Okay, let's turn the page. He was very good at standing still and munching shoots off trees, but when he tried to run around, he buckled at the knees. Poor Gerald. Turn the page. Now, every year in Africa, they hold the jungle dance, where every single animal turns up to skip and prance. And this year, when the day arrived, poor Gerald felt so sad, because when it came to dancing, he was really very bad. Okay, turn the page. The warthogs started waltzing, and the rhinos rock and rolled. The lions danced a tango that was elegant and bold. Okay, turn the page. The chimps all did a cha-cha with a very Latin feel, and eight baboons then teamed up for a splendid Scottish reel. Okay, honey, turn the page. Gerald swallowed bravely as he walked towards the floor, but the lions saw him coming and they began to roar. Excuse me, and they soon began to roar. "Hey, look at clumsy Gerald," the animals all sneered. "Giraffes can't dance, you silly fool. Oh, Gerald, you're so weird." Okay, let's turn the page again. Gerald simply froze up. He was rooted to the spot. "They're right," he thought. "I'm useless. Oh, I feel like such a clot." So he crept off from the dance floor and he started walking home. He never felt so sad before, so sad and so alone. Okay, we'll turn the page again. Then he found a little clearing and he looked up at the sky. "The moon can be so beautiful," he whispered with a sigh. "Excuse me," coughed a cricket, who'd seen Gerald earlier on, "but sometimes when you're different, you just need a different song." Turn the page on. Okay, listen to the swaying grass and listen to the trees. To me, the sweetest music is those branches in the breeze. So imagine that the lovely moon is playing just for you. Everything makes music if you really want it to. Okay, let's turn the page. With that, the cricket smiled and picked up his violin. Then Gerald felt his body do the most amazing thing. His hooves had started shuffling, making circles on the ground. His neck was gently swaying, and his tail was swishing round. And look at Gerald, he's starting to dance. Yeah. He threw his arms out sideways, and he swung them everywhere. Then he did a backward somersault and leapt up in the air. Okay, there he is up in the sky, so tall. Okay, let's turn the page, see what he's doing next. Gerald felt so wonderful, his mouth was open wide. "I'm dancing, yes, I'm dancing," Gerald cried. See all the animals, how they're watching him dance? Okay, let's turn the page again. Yeah. Okay, now all the animals were standing around and watch him. He says, then one by one, each animal who had been there at the dance arrived while Gerald boogied on the and watched him quite entranced. They shouted, "It's a miracle. We must be in a dream. Gerald's the best dancer that we have ever, ever seen." Able to turn the page, huh? All right, quite a crowd has gathered to watch Gerald now. "How did you learn to dance like that? Please, Gerald, tell us how." But Gerald simply twirled around and finished with a bow. He surprised all them, huh? Okay, let's turn the page one more time. Nettie raised his head and looked up at the moon and stars above. "We can all dance," he said, "when we find the music that we love." That's pretty cool, huh? "I love you, honey. I'll see you pretty soon. Love you. Bye."